This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. In Karnataka, the Congress Legislature Party meeting in Vidhan Sauda has elected D.K. Shivakumar as their new leader after the resignation of Siddaramaiah. In this regard, the legislators adopted the resolution put forward by Siddaramaiah and Dr. G. Parameshwar. A press release issued by D.K. Shivakumar's office confirmed that the legislators have elected him as their leader and the next chief minister. After adopting the resolution to elect Mr. Shivakumar as the leader, the message was officially announced to all the Congress legislators by AICC General Secretary K.C. Venugopal in the meeting. Briefing the media persons later in Bengaluru, Mr. Venugopal announced that D.K. Shivakumar was elected unanimously by the party legislators and he will visit the governor to stake claim to form the government. He also announced that the swearing-in ceremony will be held on 3rd June. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that the Khet Bachao Abhiyan should be made a comprehensive national campaign connecting farms, farmers and villages. The minister said this while chairing a high-level meeting regarding the preparations of the Khet Bachao Abhiyan in New Delhi. During the meeting, he said that the focus of the campaign will be on balanced and judicious use of fertilizers, timely advice to farmers in view of weather-related challenges, active participation at panchayat level, and delivering the benefits of the schemes directly to the villages. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 134th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. President of Myanmar, U Mi Wang Ling, arrived in New Delhi this evening on a five-day visit to India. Union Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, received him at the airport. Earlier today, the President of Myanmar visited Gaya in Bihar and prayed at Mahabodhi Temple. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising several cabinet ministers, senior officials and business leaders. In Tamil Nadu, AIADMK Whip Agri S.S. Krishnamurthy today met the state governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar and requested him to take action against the alleged horse trading of four MLAs by the ruling TVK. He said that after these four MLAs resigned from the AIADMK, they had joined the TVK immediately. The government has temporarily exempted customs duties on cotton imports from the 1st of next month to 31st October this year. The Ministry of Textiles in a notification said that the decision has been taken keeping the interest of cotton farmers and the entire cotton value chain at the forefront. It added that the measure implemented during the cotton off-season will ensure adequate availability of cotton for the textile industry, support MSMEs, moderate input costs and strengthen the competitiveness of Indian textiles. Delhi Police Special Cell has arrested eight accused working at the behest of PARC ISI Mumbai Underworld Network. Addressing a press conference, Special CP of Delhi Police Special Cell Anil Shukla said that the accused were tasked to attack vital installations and security personnel in Delhi. He said that arms and explosives have been recovered from their possession. Mr. Shukla informed that the accused were operating under directions of cross-border handlers and they were arrested from Delhi, Maharashtra and Pune. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya and Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma today inaugurated the Integrated Hospitality and Sports Complex at JN Sports Complex in Polo, Shillong. In badminton, Indian men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the finals of the Singapore Open tournament. The pair defeated world number one South Korea's duo Seung Jae and Kim Won-ho 21-19, 21-18 in the semi-final today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.